tomb number 8. Stand at first by the stone fence, so as to see the tomb from above. The atrium here is replaced by a rectangular rock that is surrounded by 4 wings. The burial niches are carved out on this rectangular rock. Now proceed into the tomb through the step dromos. This tomb is different from the other tombs. In the middle, instead of an atrium, there is a rock surrounded by a corridor, and the burial niches are organized around it. As you go down into the interior of the tomb, you will see on the left-hand side a burial niche. You are in the central axis of the tomb, and most probably this would be the place of the central burial. 2 pillars carved out of the rock support the Dorian entablature, the metopes and triglyphs. In the void that exists between the pillars and the epistyle, there must have been capitals to support it. In front of this burial niche, architectural fragments were discovered that fell apart, and 2 limestone statues of birds, most probably of 2 eagles, that caused great interest and further study for the archaeologists. Eventually, these statues, which are kept in the Archaeological Museum of Paphos, constitute the royal emblem of Ptolemais. Due to this discovery, it is thought that in this tomb, the body of a king of the dynasty of Ptolemais, who died in Cyprus, is interred. If this is true, then according to historical and archaeological evidence, this was probably the site of burial of Ptolemais, the brother of Cleopatra VI. However, in the event that these statues depict falcons, then it is possible that this is the depiction of God Oros. God Oros was an Egyptian deity, a solar god that was identified with Apollo and was depicted as a falcon, or a person with the head of a falcon. This is also the god that takes the souls to the underworld. As in these tombs, we have many influences from Alexandrian Egypt. We could eventually accept this opinion as well. But then again, it must have been a very important person that would have this honor. There is also another niche of secondary importance, which you will see opposite the well, with the staircase leading to the orifice of the well. Next to the burial niche lies the ritual chamber. This tomb was excavated at a later stage than the rest, and the excavation was done very carefully. In this tomb, in front of the burial niche, many architectural fragments were discovered, which were colourful. They were found fallen apart on the floor in the tomb. Most probably they were built around and above it, in order to create for the one who was inside the tomb a greater sense of the architecture. These architectural fragments are to be found in the shelter next to the tomb. In some burials of the Hellenistic period which were not looted, Rhodian amphorae and spindle-shaped pots were discovered. The amphorae were used for rituals, and the pots for offerings of wine and water to the dead. The tomb must have been used since the 1st century BC up to the 1st century AD, and most have been probably destroyed by earthquakes.